Stop! såg redan då. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to show number 62 of Radio Oscillations. You've just been listening to Magma, and that track was taken from their third LP. Third. This is the third LP, and it's entitled Mechanic Destructo Commando, and starts some years later than the first two albums. The narrative carries on some years later from the first two albums, and the narrative is that Earth has still not managed to resolve its age-old contradictions. The composer describes it in this way: this work, written in all its humility, is the story of Nebar Gudat, a man who one day tells the Earth people that in order to save themselves from ultimate doom, to purify their minds, and so to have access to ultimate existence, they must sacrifice their lives on Earth, but this message is far from being understood. Earthmen, you cursed race, if I have called you here, it is only because you deserve it. My divine and oh-so-cerebral conscience compels me to it. Your perfidious and coarse deeds greatly displeased me. The penalties which will be inflicted upon you shall exceed the bounds of understanding. For you see, in your incommensurable pride and your unfathomable ignorance, you have dared with impunity to defy me, to challenge me, to provoke me, and to unleash in all its immensity my frightful and destructive wrath, bringing upon yourself your own inexorable punishment. O inexhaustible faith, deign to rest your divine sight on a heart so sensitive and fair. Support this supreme act. Those who in their senseless pride have dared to doubt eternal wisdom must be punished. Forces of the universe, mete out your incoercible anger. Infernal creatures from the endlessness of time, open the gates of darkness so that light should be no more. Unfurl upon mankind your silent, incandescent legions, that they may crush the earth, wipe out the crowds, and erase space. And that in this inextinguishable apocalypse, ashes should burn forever, and all the blood of all the universes should mingle with this immeasurable putrid chaos, your last shroud. And from it, before the angels of darkness take it beyond all infinities, a solitary tear will fall, the tear of your remorse and of your suffering, a tear so pure and clear that in it you will see your final destiny, purification, state of grace, faith of magnificence and manisitude, absolute wisdom, infinite wisdom. That's the epic dialogue taken from the third Magma album. Magma, bit of enigma. They're a French prog rock band from 1969, formed by a classically trained drummer called Christian Vander. The first LP depicts the story of a group of people fleeing a doomed Earth to settle on the planet Kabaya. A conflict arises when the Kabayans, the descendants of the original colonists, encounter other Earth refugees. Christian Vander constructed the language, which was Kabayan, and it said it caters for most of the lyrics that you hear on Magma records. They're all sung in this Kabayan language. In 1977, an interview took place with one of the longtime vocalists of Magma, which was Klaus Blackies. Now, Blackies said that Kabayan is a phonetic language made by elements of the Slavonic and the German languages, so as to be able to express them musically, form the two languages together and express them musically. The language has, of course, a content, but not word for word per se. Vandering himself said that, "When I wrote the sounds of Kabaya, it came naturally. I didn't intellectualise the process by saying, okay, now I'm going to write some words in a particular language. It was really the sounds that were being generated at the same time as the music. So music becoming the ultimate language, I suppose. And then obviously in later LPs such as the track which was played here, tell different stories set in more ancient times. However, the Kabayan language resonates throughout most of Magma's music. We found that thoroughly interesting, and we thought that needed to be sort of relayed to the wider IFM public, just to sort of create a really good cerebral narrative in your own mind's eye. Anyway, we're going to move on, and we're going to be playing you some Area now. We played you some Area in the past, but this is from Azione.
Prova, sei.
Via, maestro, via. Don't care col mondo facendo a pezzi, bambini che io so e ha ridotto già. Sapremo quello che vuol dire affogando sangue con l'umanità. Tengo scolorata, quasi tutto qua. La mia rabbia legge sopra il quotidiano, legge nella storia tutto il mio dolore, canta la mia gente che non vuol morire. Non è colpa mia se la tua realtà mi costringe a fare quella l'umanità. Thank you.
Grazie.
Questo prossimo pezzo trae spunto da un fatto successo nel 1920, cioè quando un artista, un dadaista di nome Apple, dirottò una nave tedesca regalandola ai russi che avevano appena fatto la rivoluzione. La portò ad Odessa, i russi fecero una grandissima festa, fecero saltare sia la nave sia i tedeschi, e questo pezzo si chiama La mela di Odessa.
One, two, three, four.
Cosa fece? Salì salì, 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 poi salì, 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 salì. Invece la foglia non aveva capito e salutò, 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 salutò. Rientrò nel mare e nessuno, dico nessuno, la vide più. Ma forse per lei il mondo era ancora piatto. Questo pezzo costruito su un ritmo pluricomposto e con un testo in greco si chiama Cometa Rossa.
More clean. Adamore come te. Mortui stomach feeling.
Five tracks into our show number 62, two from France and three from Italy. The first two were by Magma from the, as mentioned before, the album Mechanic Destructive Commando, but the titles of the track, if I can pronounce these correctly in the Kubayan language, is Hearts for Den Stecken West, 1973, that track, and the second track where the Patronisher was talking over it to provide the information. This is even more difficult to pronounce because it's written in phonetically. Ima Sun Dondai. I hope I did that correctly. Anyway, the next three tracks was by the Italian band Area, right? Live tracks recorded in four different places, Rimini, Napoli,
and Milan.
Milan and Reggio, I believe, as well.
Yeah, and the name of the album, Mick, is Azione.
Yeah, and the three tracks are... one of them's called Luglio Agosto Settembre. The second played by Area was La Mela di Odessa. And the third track, which you just heard, was Cometa Rosa. And now we're going back to Mechanic Destructive Commando album by Magma for a track called Das Zell Wort Mechanik.
Dappel dos bunker, os sieben Degel starb, os wird dein Puls beleidigt, 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 os wird den Stegen fest, os dappel dos bunker, os sieben Degel starb, os
There you go. We hope you've enjoyed the tunes that we've played from that Magma album, the third movement of Thois Hamtach. I hope I've pronounced that right. It probably sounds more like Klingon and Klingonish.
I mean, to be quite honest, I bought that album when it came out back in 1975 and I totally forgot that I had it in my collection. In actual fact, the reason I had forgotten it was because my son turned up with it probably about 2 months ago, because it was in my ex-wife's possession, and it was now back in my possession, thank God.
Yeah, I'm glad you did that, because that's been wonderful to hear Magma in all their glory. Some of the warbling female vocals in there are very sort of Klaus Nomi-esque, and there's a beautiful Aphrodite's Child sound quality to them. We're going to say our goodbyes now, and we're going to leave you with another Arazioni from Area.
Good night. Good night, and see you next week.
Guten Nacht.
When it's show number 63. Bye-bye.
Bye. We'll be right back.